So this is Ganesha is coming in. He moves the Kundalini energy. So if you're sitting here like I am now, just notice where this energy is coming from. What is happening with your lower chakra? What is happening with your third eye chakra? Those two are connected. And how you know that is that you just bring your awareness to it. So you can just, even with your eyes open or eyes closed, you can just say, okay, what's going on with my root chakra, my lower chakra, my limbs, my legs, my lower limbs? What is going on with that? Do I feel an energy? Do I feel a heat? Do I feel something, some awareness of the shiny being within me that's connecting to this archetype that is eternal and it is everywhere, Ganesha? So the energy of Ganesha is waking my lower chakra up so I don't have to have survival anxiety and have to face fear, or I have to fight for everything. You know, I just want to move about in my life every day obstacle free. Then he can also wake up your midbrain. So the midbrain meaning the third eye in the subtle body. And so maybe you might feel his presence in the spot between your two eyebrows or in the middle of your brain. So connecting, you can imagine a rod of light or a ray of light or a beam of light or a column of light that is very thin. But for now, let's just be a bit more gross in our understanding, meaning I need a bigger picture, not so subtle and thin. So we want to imagine that we have this column of light going from the base of our spine up into our brain, and then it's pushing out into the space. It's cracking our skull, the top of our skull. So this column of light or tube of light or pillar of light is Ganesha. He is the one, the preeminent one, the first and the foremost archetype whose energy is totally accessible, readily available at any given moment in time. We're not even in the meditation yet, but this is what we can do every day. Is just tune in to your lower chakra. Tune in to the middle of your brain or the third eye. And imagine this beam of light, this column of light, just shooting up, getting all this energy to push away any negativity, any congested energies, any repetitive thoughts, obsessive thoughts, pain, at the level of the body, the mind, the soul. You don't even know where this pain is coming from. And by the way, that intense pain can be from psychic attacks. People who are thinking maybe not nice thoughts about you. Or you might be picking up those thoughts and then not having nice thoughts about them. And it's a spin cycle. And where did it come from? It's just like a commercial on the TV, like just change the channel. But still, it gets trapped in the physical. So you want to call on Ganesha to remove it. So just keep imagining this image being happening all the time, and you have easy access to it because his energy is surrounding and it's intensifying the whole earth plane, galaxies beyond. But for us, if we can't go there and think that big or imagine that big or even want care about it, because whatever is going on inside is also going on outside out there as well. So we want to just experience it within. And then knowing with that shooting light that we can burn away or purify the path so that we can connect to other shiny beings, devas, devatas. So we want to call on Ganesha anytime, easy. He is relating to the sound Om and also Gam. So two sounds that will really bring in his presence or make you to connect with his presence. People always say, oh, I see him. And we physically do, you know. We'll say, oh my God, I just had a great, got a great parking spot, or it was, I showed up on time, or I got this thing on time. Wow, that was a miracle. How did that happen? And then we'll see someone walk by with a T-shirt of an elephant, and we'll go, oh, Ganesha, right? Or you'll see something related. Someone will say, hey, have you ever heard anything? You know, there's an elephant in town at the circus. Oh my God. So you know, okay, I'm going to tune in to what's going on with these archetypes because they're always trying to give us clues. So even though you might not hear things or see things, you definitely are experiencing some energy moving in your lower chakra, down your legs, and you are experiencing a beam or a column of light going up your spine and into the middle of your head. Anytime you say that or think it, it's there. It's there anyways. We just put our awareness to it. So Ganesha is really going to help us to control that Kundalini energy. And he's going to help us to understand how it is that we need to take care of these kinds of snake curses that are going to be happening on this, this during this time, the 6th and the 7th of August that's coming up. We'll pray to those beings. They're powerful beings. And they will help us. And they will help our family. And then we also have Adi Amavasya, which is a new moon coming up. And it's a powerful time to connect with the ancestors. So those, the ancestors, as we know, they share our genes. You think you are thinking your thoughts. You're not thinking your thoughts. Thoughts are coming from the genes. The genes are what makes us up. And it gives us certain qualities or characteristics that we are propensities, behaviors, and we start acting. And sometimes we're like, whoa, what are we doing? You know, time out. I sound just like my mother, my father, my grandfather, my grandmother when they messed up. And I don't want to do that. They didn't want to do it either, but they were sharing the genes from that they were coming down the lineage. So now we don't complain about it. We just can do something to remove those congested energies that are passed on through the ancestors. And you can say, well, I've been doing ancestor tarpanum forever. Keep doing it. You got about a gazillion cells in your body that have a bunch of DNA. You got to clean all of that up. It's not going to be a one-off. So, you know, pitter-patter, let's get at her. Let's keep going towards it, right? We have to. This is what the life is all about, is to understand who we are, realize the God within us, God realization, meaning that to express our highest self all the time. And not in a way that, you know, maybe you're standing up and you're being a spiritual leader or something like that. No, you're that in everyday life. And you see the God, you see the shiny being in every other person behind the scenes of all that other stuff. And then you'd silently activate your own shiny being within, and you make a prayer, and then you just say, God, you know, can we be something else here, please, 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 please. And in an instant, things can turn around in a conversation, in a action, in a situation. And then that's how you know, oh my God, I have stepped out of the way. The shiny being within me is so much more powerful, so much more intelligent, and so much more godlike. That's what I'm going for, right? We all want to go for that. Otherwise, we wouldn't come on the spiritual path. we wouldn't have ended up here. So welcome, everyone. And now that we are connected to Ganesha's energy, then we will go into a blue light meditation to remove the karma. Karma is the thinking, just thinking is karma. So we want to get out of it and just merge with a more intelligent light being that will reveal to each and every one of us some intelligence, some ability to drop or release or dissolve away something in our lives relating to interpersonal relationships, finances, health, spiritual path, job, career, anything that is important to you right now and you haven't had a breakthrough. You just haven't had it yet. And you have to surrender to that shiny being within you who says, let me take it over for you. Let me show you how it's done. Just leave it at that. And it will happen. Absolutely. So let's close our eyes if you haven't already. The moment we close our eyes, we shut out the world around us. It's still there. However, we go into our inner world that has tremendous intelligence, that has the ability to do everything, to know everything, and to do it very fast and in a mysterious way, to evolve ourselves and others. Take a moment to thank yourself for being able to close your eyes, for being able to go inside, to find the treasure, the hidden treasure, that message, that special understanding of who you are as a divine being. And then to be able to call on these divine beings and not shout. You just say, hey, dial them up. How are you doing? And they say, thanks for calling. What can I do for you? So go into the base of your spine now with your awareness, knowing you're going to call on Ganesha. He's going to pick up the phone. And you're going to have a conversation with him on how to remove the obstacles in your lower chakras, the legs. There's lots of chakras that go down the legs and into the feet. The root chakra is at the base of the spine, so kind of the tailbone area, all the way down. Feel the energy moving about in your pelvis. It can be spinning. You can see a reddish-orangish light, maybe. That's Ganesha. So we're going to call on him, and we're going to feel his presence. And he's going to speak to us in all kinds of different ways based on your willingness to receive and communicate with this divine being who is in you. You can imagine or visualize an elephant-headed being who rides a mouse. He has a pot belly. It's quite big, like an elephant. But he has a mouse. And a mouse represents going here, going there with our thoughts. running here, running there. But yabba, 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 and I gotta find this, I gotta get that. No, stop. Let him sit on that. Focus your energy on your limbs. Relax. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Feel the reddish-orangish light swirling around at tremendous speed. It's almost like little sparkles of light. If you can imagine it being at the electron level, if you know what that means. There's energy there. Immerse your consciousness into that. He's asking you to connect with him in this moment. Gum. 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 Now, put your attention on the column of light. And you hear the sound, gum. Push it up to the midbrain. Explode that energy into the whole brain. Gum. 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 Go back to the base of the spine. Om Gum. Om Gum. Gum. Om Gum. Move up that column of light. Shoot that energy up. Om Gum. Om Gum. Om Gum. into the midbrain, exploded in the brain. Om gum, om gum. Feel it. Immerse yourself with the energy of Ganesha. Now we'll move into the base of the spine and liven all the chakras. Starting at the base of the spine. Spin it out, that energy, as if it were a pebble in a pond. Base of the spine. Move into the heart center. Move up to the throat and the mouth. Middle of the brain, third eye. Bring your awareness back down to the base of your spine. Earth. Connect to the earth element within you. Feel the earth moving through your legs, that energy of the earth element through the sound na. Connect yourself to the earth. You're grounded. You feel totally stable, solid, unshakable. Move into the navel. Connect with the energy of water, money, currency, comforts, nurturing ability, mother. At the navel, water. Move into the heart center in the middle of your chest. Fire. Fire is a part of you. Connect with the purification ability of fire, the passion, the compassion, the love you have for self and others, for the divine. She. And move up to the throat, the mouth, the nostrils. Connect with the prana, the life force, the air, the ability to receive communication from your highest self, to communicate back. Move up to the two eyes. Feel your eyeballs. Feel your brain, the right and left brain, the whole brain. Ya is the space element. You want to see what's behind the scenes. Ya. The sound ya will connect you with your highest intelligence, the shiny beings. Ya. Ya. Feel all your chakras aligned with your highest self, all shiny beings. Now imagine a beam of light entering your right eye and your left eye and your third eye. So these beams of light are coming out from right in front of you, and they're blue in color. Follow the end of the beam, the beams as they converge in front of you. And imagine Dr. Ply appearing from behind the scenes, out of nowhere, as the blue light being or his physical form, whatever you can relate to at this moment. And the beam is coming from his third eye into your right eye, left eye, and third eye. The light is coming out and dispersing into three points, your right eye, your left eye, your third eye. Sarvalokaya Atithyaya Shiva Sadguru Babaya Swaha. Feel as if there's a triangle forming with this blue laser beam
coming into your right eye, connecting to your left eye, connecting to your third eye. Om Aim Reem Sarvalokaya Patityaya Shiva Satguru Bhavaya Swaha. Keep receiving the blue light. It enters the right eye, the left eye, the third eye. Feel, perceive it, imagine it, making a formation of a triangle. Connecting your third eye to the right and left eyes. Om Sarvalokaya Adityaya Shiva Satguru Bhavaya Swaha. Now imagine this empowerment continuously going on. A beam of light coming from Dr. Ply's third eye into your right and left eye and third eye. And now two other beams of light are coming and entering your right and left ear. Receive the light, piercing your eardrum. I'll bring your focus to your nostrils, the right and left nostrils. The beams of light are going up, and where the two nostrils meet is the area of your third eye. The beams of light are meeting the beams of light that are entering your right eye, your left eye, your third eye. Now imagine a beam of light entering your mouth, hitting your tongue, the back of your throat. It's dissecting the light or going across the light beams that are entering your ears. So all these beams of light are creating some signal for you, some shape, some form, some light. It can be geometric, it can be just a beam of light, rays of light, it can be a form. Now the light fills your whole brain and head area. It pours into your throat like liquid light. So your head, your brain, all the sense organs are filled with this beam of light, the blue light. That is now poured into your throat, in your neck, and moving into your shoulders. There's a beam of light that is in front of you, in front of your throat, and pierces it. This beam of light that pierces your throat will dissolve your karma. receive the light. Tirini lakantam. Tirini lakantam. Tirini lakantam. Tirini lakantam. Tirini lakantam. Tirini lakantam. Every time you hear the sound Tirini lakantam, it starts to spin the blue light at a tremendous speed. It's spinning and spinning and spinning and spinning and spinning in the head, in the brain, in all the sense organs, in the neck, in the throat, in the shoulders. Tirini lakantam, tirini lakantam, tirini lakantam. Feel it. It's moving faster and faster. Imagine it moving like electrons bouncing around at tremendous speeds. You can't even see them. Particles of light, beams of light, sparkles of light. Tirini lakantam, 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 tirini lakantam. The head is heating up. The throat is heating up. The brain is heating up. The eyes, the ears, the nostrils, the tongue, the throat, the brain, the shoulders. The light pours down the arms, into the fingers, into the hands, pours down the chest, pours down into the organs, pours into the pelvis, into the legs, into the feet. Tirini lakantam, tirini lakantam, tirini lakantam, tirini lakantam, tirini lakantam, tirini lakantam. Feel the blue light. Experience it. Allow it to do whatever it needs to do. From head to toe, you're filled the blue light. Be alert. Connect with these energies, the message, the intelligence that will be revealing something now or soon after. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Peace. Peace, peace. Peace to the body, peace to the mind, peace to the environment, peace to the whole world, the universe. Peace, peace, peace. End the meditation. Let go. Relax. When you're ready, you can open your eyes. Slowly, slowly. Or you can keep them closed and enjoy your journey within.